Some jokes just make you chuckle, and thank goodness for them. But some punchlines make you stop mid-laugh and actually think. One, an elderly woman is watching her grandson play on the beach when a huge wave comes in and sweeps him out to sea. Frantic, she falls down on her knees and pleads, "Please, God, save my only grandchild. Please, I beg you, bring him back." Suddenly, another wave comes in and delivers the boy onto the beach, as good as new. The grandmother looks up to heaven and shouts, "He had a hat." In other words, don't be a jerk. A little gratitude goes a long way. Two, Sherlock Holmes and Dr. Watson go on a camping trip. After a good dinner and a bottle of wine, they retire for the night. Some hours later, Holmes wakes up and nudges his faithful friend. "Watson, look up at the sky and tell me what you see." "I see millions and millions of stars, Holmes," replies Watson. "And what do you deduce from that?" Watson ponders for a minute, then says, "Well, astronomically, it tells me that there are millions of galaxies and potentially billions of planets. Astrologically, I observe that Saturn is in Leo. Meteorologically, I suspect that we will have a beautiful day tomorrow. Theologically, I can see that God is all-powerful and that we are a small, insignificant part of the universe. But what does it tell you, Holmes?" "Watson, you idiot," Holmes says, "someone has stolen our tent." In other words, hey, genius, smarts aren't always a substitute for common sense. Three. One evening over dinner, a boy asks his father, "Dad, are bugs good to eat?" "That's disgusting," said the father. "You know the rules. We don't talk about things like that while we're eating." After dinner, the dad asked, "Now, what was it you wanted, son?" "Oh, never mind, Dad," the boy said. "There was a bug in your soup, but now it's gone." In other words, if you get stuck on following the rules, you might learn things the hard and crunchy way.